From the Fairbanks Museum, good afternoon and welcome to this edition of An Eye on the Sky. A mass of very cold late autumn air discharged directly from the Arctic burst upon the VPR listening region early this morning with the passage of a strong cold front between midnight and 4 a.m. from west to east. A line of rain and snow showers, even some thundersnow, marked the arrival of the polar air mass. A quick dusting to a couple of inches were deposited in short order. A few reports on the high end included a number of 1.5-inch snowfall amounts from Greensboro, Westfield, and Glover, with 1.9 inches reported at Hyde Park, 2.5 inches at Morgan, and Lake Placid, New York, reporting the greatest amount at 3 inches. The snow was somewhat difficult to measure given the strong wind that whipped it around during and after frontal passage. Winds as of late morning have still been gusting between 20 and 35 miles per hour at lower and middle elevation sites. Atop Mount Washington, the wind was gusting to nearly 90 miles per hour shortly after 11:20 a.m. Atop that site, the temperature is a bone-chilling 6 degrees below zero, reflecting the Arctic air mass's origin, while at J Peak, about 2,000 feet further down, 8 degrees Fahrenheit is the current reading. At lower elevation sites, the upper teens to 30 do it from north to south, and there they'll stay for the balance of the day, more or less, as strong northwest winds offset the heating of the sun. The center of the polar air at the surface is over Lake Superior right now. This high-pressure zone will shift eastward steadily, and by Sunday morning, the high will be ridged up and down the east coast of North America, from New Brunswick and Nova Scotia, through interior New England, down to Alabama and Georgia. Dry, cold weather will prevail through then, aside from some lingering snow showers this afternoon over far northern and extreme southwestern mountainous sections downwind of the eastern Great Lakes. Those will be little more than flurries. Later on Sunday, a fairly vigorous disturbance aloft will skip through the northeastern United States. It'll spark the development of low pressure offshore. Its passage will bring a good deal of high and mid-level clouds that day, and maybe some very light snow to far southern sections Sunday night, but that's a little bit beyond the purview of the short-term forecast. Speaking of that forecast, a wind advisory is in effect for southern Vermont, the Massachusetts Berkshires, and New Hampshire. For this afternoon, gradual clearing north, except remaining partly sunny in the far north, with scattered flurries or snow showers up near the international border and points northward, mostly sunny south, maybe a stray flurry or two in the extreme southwest mountains, blustery, temperatures steady in the upper 20s across the far southern valley floors, ranging down to the upper teens across far northern hills. West to northwest winds, 10 to 25 miles per hour, with a few gusts 35 to 45 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and quite cold, lows 5 to 15 above zero, with cold spots north falling to the low single digits. This will be close to record low territory in a few spots. Winds northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour to start, with gusts to 35 miles per hour, decreasing to 5 to 15 miles per hour late. Saturday, Veterans Day in the U.S., mostly sunny, cold, highs 25 to 35, northwest wind freshening to 10 to 15 miles per hour, with some gusts to 25 miles per hour from the Green Mountains east. It'll all diminish to less than 10 miles per hour late in the day. The outlook for Sunday, mostly cloudy on the whole, highs 34 to 42 with light wind. I'm meteorologist Steve Molesky with An Eye on the Sky.